It's City Desk News and Views from City Hall Biloxi. But today we are at the Edgewater Mall, just at the Mayor's Breakfast. Always a good rendezvous, a wonderful crowd, a wonderful information to be shared. Let me introduce you to your host, Celia Dodds-Walton. Morning, Celia.
Good morning. We are here today recording the podcast on Wednesday, May the 16th, here at the Edgewater Mall with breakfast with the Mayor event. We have a couple guests. Of course, the Mayor will be here, but we're going to catch real quick the police chief, John Miller. He's going to tell us about something that is coming up this week.
That's right. In the morning at 9:30 at the police department, right in front of the Pumper Hall, we're going to have the Fallen Officer Memorial. This is a yearly thing that we do to recognize the officers that have died in the line of duty over the years. That'll be at 9:30 in the morning. We usually ask it lasts about an hour, and we would just appreciate if everyone come out and show their respects to our fallen officers.
How long has this event been going on?
Oh, for years. It's been going on for years. I can't give you an exact date, but it's for years.
So that event is Thursday morning at the Public Safety Center on Porter Avenue. And during the event, don't you honor some of the officers that have fallen through the Biloxi Police Department?
That's exactly what we do. That's right. We'll honor the three officers that were killed in the line of duty, and really all law enforcement officers, but especially those three. Usually their families are there, and it's a very nice ceremony.
And why is this an important event for you to hold?
Well, first of all, I feel like it's my obligation to recognize these officers and not forget them for what they've done for the city of Biloxi, and then for their families, too, that, you know, their kids have all grown up without them, and I think it's just the right thing to do.
Yeah, being a law enforcement family, which I'm aware of, that is a way of life, so it is something that I think for a family, it never goes away. So that's very good that you can do that. Now, this is free. It's at 9 o'clock. There'll be cake after refreshments, so everybody can come out. Anything else you want to say about it?
9:30. 9:30.
Thank you, Chief Miller. We appreciate it much. God bless you and your efforts.
And like I said earlier, we are here for the Breakfast with the Mayor event, and we have Mayor Andy Fokker-Gillage joining us for this edition of the podcast. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Today, it seemed like the theme of your speech was Biloxi is on the move. That's right. So tell us a little bit about that. What's happening?
Well, you know, those things we've kicked around since May 19th of 2015 are in place, are happening. Howard Avenue, the main gate, the new main gate at Division Street. Those things are happening. You know, the broadband initiative is being studied. We've developed a plan for keeping the sand on the sand beach and not Highway 90. With some of the things that we need engineering, creative ways of giving us a boardwalk and keeping the sand on the beach. So a lot of things are cooking right now. And then, of course, sports betting. That's things that we kind of anticipated that are happening. It's done. You'll be able to, you know, bet on your favorite team. In August for the football season. So things are happening here.
I was going to ask you, but I'm afraid the answer is going to be everything. You've got so many things happening. Any one is a crowning jewel in your mind?
No, they're all happening. You know, whether it's big or small, it's almost like shooting dice. $2 and $2,000, it's all action. And so that's what we're excited about.
Yeah, the Howard Avenue project is moving forward, and we had someone that attended the council meeting yesterday and unveiled something that they found.
Yeah, the bricks from 1905, I believe, and they'll be in an honored place in my office. But, yeah, that's all part of our history. And, Andy Phelan from Pickering Engineering cleaned them up and brought it to us, and literally is part of our history. And we're trying to kind of recapture that magic that used to be down Howard Avenue.
That's correct. It was two bricks that he had brought, like you said, that was found probably, I guess, built in 1905. Yeah. But he has also brought some bricks that are to show everybody that the ones that they are going to replace to put back, as you say, that parquet dance floor through Howard Avenue is going to look very similar.
Yeah, with the different colors, three different colors, and arranged in a different geometrical pattern, which will be really cool. So.
Mm-hmm. That is something good, yes. So the work is going on. Do you know when that work is going to be complete?
Well, I think within 9 months. And it started about a month ago, maybe a month and a half ago. But they hit a few surprises as far as old pipes and pipes that didn't think were there. And not that there's anything running through them, but they were there. And anyway, so it's day by day, you know, surprise a day.
And you also touched on the Keystone Gate project that's going on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's in place as far as the part of the center, the part that's inside the gate, that's will be construction will begin in a couple of weeks. We're in the final design of outside the gate between Forest Avenue on Division Street, outside the gate between the Forest Avenue and I-110. And we're still trying to put a couple of pieces together, but the engineering's going on right now, and we feel like that'll be bid out and start working within a year.
Yeah, we had a groundbreaking for that project that was started on Friday. And actually today the Biloxi Fire Department is doing a live burn on one of the homes that is right outside the gate.
Right. I think there's six properties in it burning. They had one yesterday or a couple of days ago. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, it was yesterday and then today. So there's a lot of exciting things going on, Mayor.
Yep. I'm excited.
Yep. We all are excited. Thank you, Mayor. God bless you for your time.
Thank you.
We do appreciate it.
Thank you.
And now there's one thing also that the mayor had mentioned is about an air show that is coming to the coast. And to talk about that is Jerry Toronto. He's been on the show in the past. He used to work with Keesler Air Force Base. He's a lucky one that retired. And now he is back doing a little bit of work and helping out the Blue Angels. Tell us a little bit about the air show, when it is.
Well, we're pretty excited about this. This show is called Blues Over Biloxi. It's going to be one of a kind. It's the inaugural Blue Angels performance over the beach in Biloxi. And the dates are July 21st and 22nd. Please mark your calendar. And we're going to have a show that you will never forget, lined up, headlined by the world-famous Navy Blue Angels. And we're going to have some other aerobatic acts out there. We expect the shows both days, Saturday and Sunday, to start around 1 o'clock. But we urge everyone to try to get there a little earlier because parking is going to be at a premium. I think that this show is more than just about Biloxi. This is about the whole Mississippi Gulf Coast. And we're so proud of the city to bring this to all its citizens and for everyone on the Gulf Coast. I think everyone's going to really appreciate this performance.
And what do you think makes this performance different than other air shows we've had in the past?
Well, this one, the reason this is different is going to be right, the show center is going to be right up on the water, and the main performance from the Blue Angels is going to be over Deer Island. So it's going to be a view for everyone to see, whether you're in your boat, on a pier, on the beach, having a picnic. We want everyone to be involved in this air show.
I'm always the history nut on these broadcasts, so forgive me. Any vintage planes, or strictly, I know the Blue Angels are our feature. Any vintage planes?
Yes, sir. We do have, we have some, couple of acts that are lined up. We haven't confirmed them yet, but they're going to be following the Blue Angels. So we're expecting the whole show to last about 3 hours. So Blue Angels will be the first half hour. Blue Angels will be the last half hour to wrap it up. But all before that, we'll have some parachute jump, and we'll have some vintage planes with some aerobats. I don't have the specific names right now, but we plan to make it something very worth your while when you come out to see us.
Celia, this sounds exciting.
It is very exciting. You know, the air show over the water, and like you said, you'll be able to see it all along the coast in Biloxi, wherever you're at, since it's in the air over the water. So that's pretty cool. Now, there's other things that are going on, too, in addition to just the air show, right? There may be some vendors and looking for some sponsorship, maybe some informational booths.
That's correct. There will be some opportunities out there for some vendors. We have some spaces for those. We're going to have food trucks out there. We'll have some water. We'll have some opportunities for some folks to come out there and show us some of the crafts that they do. And so it's going to be a multifaceted opportunity for everyone to take part of this in some way or another. And if anyone's interested in being part of the air show for a sponsorship opportunity, please give me a call, 228-313-5516, and we'll check it out. And one more thing I forgot to mention, www.biloxiairshow.com. That's the website. If you go to the website, all the information will be there, including contact information.
Definitely. Anything else you want to add?
I just want to thank you for the opportunity. Like I said, July will be here before you know it, and we're real excited about the show. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you, Jerry, for coming on. Thank you for telling us about that. And very excited. The mayor had mentioned it in his breakfast this morning. He was very excited about it. It'll be something fun. And like the mayor said, the city of Biloxi is on the move. We got a lot of things going on. And as always, go to our website at biloxi.ms.us.
You've been listening to City Desk News and Views from City Hall, Biloxi. Today we're at the Edgewater Mall. This is William Sackett speaking.